B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Massachusetts opens up more starting today. A third COVID-19 vaccine has been approved. Boston Public School students head back to the classroom. Golden Globe winners and new Biggie movie out today. Romero has the juice coming up.
Lady Gaga's dogs were returned safely, but somehow they still haven't figured out who kidnapped them. Really? Really?
Leroy has your sports.
And what if I told you your future quarterback for the Patriots may already be on the team.
But first, phase three, step two, starts today in Massachusetts. In the state's reopening plan, restaurants have no capacity limit, but there must be 6 feet between tables, a six-person per table limit, and a 90-minute limit. Indoor performance venues reopen at 50% capacity. If everybody acts right, rates continue to trend downward. The state will move into phase four, step one.
On play that from the Yay Area! Oh, Yay Area! Oh.
I love it.
I'll be at home. Y'all can find me there.
I'll be texting you pictures from the restaurant.
Right.
A third COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in the U.S. The Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is the first one that requires only one shot and has been shown to provide 85% protection against severe COVID-19 by 28 days after vaccination.
It's funny because I was like, what's the difference? How come they can get that one to one shot and it's a two shot one better or whatever? And they had a doctor on the news explaining it. And the best way he could explain it to us lay people is he said, think of it like a raincoat. He's like, that one shot thing, it's like a raincoat. If you throw another raincoat on top of that raincoat, it's not going to keep you that much drier. So go for the one shot one.
I'm going for whatever one I can get.
Pebs, you want me to hook you up? I can get you somebody who can get you that one shot for a small.
Oh, you got a person?
Man, I got connections like a mother.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, there's a 50-50 shot that it might just be saline water, but. We'll
you know
see.
What? I'm not using any of your connections for anything. Thousands of Boston Public School students return to the classroom today. Students in pre-kindergarten through third grade return for the first time in close to a year. Students in grades 4 through 8 scheduled to return the week of March 15th. Grades 9 through 12 will return the following week. The Golden Globe Awards last night, some of the big winners, Nomadland won Best Drama Film, Borat Subsequent Movie Film won Best Comedy Film, Andra Day won Best Actress in a Drama for the United States versus Billie Holiday, and oh, my beloved Chadwick Boseman posthumously won Best Actor in a Drama for his final movie, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and his wife Taylor Simon got choked up accepting the award.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents. He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifices.
Oh, Lord, I am never going to be over that. Chloe Zhao won Best Director for Nomadland, making her the first Asian woman ever to win in that category. On the TV side, Best Drama TV Series went to The Crown, Best Comedy or Musical TV Series, Schitt's Creek, and Best Limited Series or TV Movie went to The Queen's Gambit. And a quick TV note, now streaming on Netflix, the new Biggie documentary, I Have a Story to Tell. It's out now. The movie is authorized by the Christopher Wallace Estate and features interviews with Diddy, Biggie's mother, Valletta Wallace, and more, as well as there'll be a lot of behind-the-scenes footage, too. All right, here's Romero with the juice.
Speaking of Netflix and new shows, later on I got to tell you about a new show that I'm gonna put you on to. All I got to say is, Odu Nobunaga. He was a badass. All right, here we go. Okay. Lady Gaga. Oh, Pebbles is so good. You'd enjoy it. It's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, sure.
About samurais. Lady Gaga's two dogs are back. A random woman apparently found them in an alley tied to a pole. These two dogs where, you know, the dog walker got shot so they can get kidnapped. But then, you know, apparently the kidnappers tied them to a pole in an alley. And this lady was just walking by and said, oh, my God, are those Lady Gaga's dogs? Well, let me bring them to the police station and see if they have my $500,000 reward. Does anybody believe that crap? Clearly. Here, look, I've seen enough movies to know that the guys know this lady. She's a friend of one of the kidnappers, or both the kidnappers. Mm-hmm. And they were like, listen, just go and return the dog, get the reward money, and out of that 500 grand, we'll give you 10 grand or something like that. Any idiot could figure that
grand.
Out. Well, she's just returning the doll. She didn't have anything to do with the actual kidnapping.
They wouldn't have got the
If I was in on it, you got to give me more than 10 grand. I'm sorry.
If you weren't in on it, Pebbles and I kidnapped the dogs and we're like, Leroy, just bring them to the police station for 10 grand. You wouldn't do that? Melissa will do it for $5.
No, I would not think you got to up it a little bit.
Well, then forget it. I'll have Melissa return it. She'll do it for a sandwich. Tekashi's facing a lawsuit from a Miami stripper because he hit her in the head with a champagne bottle. But wait, let me give you the real story. I'm going to defend Tekashi here. He wasn't aiming at her. He was throwing it at a person in the club who called him a snitch. He missed that person, and it ended up hitting the stripper in the head. She was taken to the ER to have her head stapled closed. And how in the hell does Tekashi have Secret Service with him? How has somebody... I'm not wishing that somebody would beat his ass in public, possibly yelling world star in the background. But if that happened, I don't think I would feel bad, all right? And Vanessa Bryant went after Meek Mill last week, and this week she's going after the L.A. County Sheriff's Department because she wants them to identify the deputies that shared the photos of the crash that killed Kobe and their 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. Apparently, the Sheriff's Department, they said, we have internally taken care of this, and they don't want to release the names of the deputies. But Vanessa said, quote, anybody else facing these allegations would be unprotected. Their name would be released to the public. Mm-hmm. Kobe's name was released when he was accused in 2003. Why should the sheriffs get away with hiding? Hashtag double standard. Mm. I agree with her. And now Leroy with sports.
Yes, the Bruins. They get back on the winning side of things with a 4-1 win over the Rangers. No Jaylen Brown, but Jason Tatum absolutely showed up last night. He made some clutch shots at the end of the game to help the Celtics get by the Wizards, 111-110. Some PGA golfers wore red and black for Tiger Woods. Tiger in a tweet said, it's hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, I'm sorry, cracking up a little bit. You are truly helping me get through this tough time. Get well soon, Tiger. 19-year-old Seamus Webster of Newburyport was arrested early Saturday morning for allegedly breaking into Fenway Park.
Seamus, like the wrestler.
Yeah, whatever Sheamus. It is. Whatever it is. He's a bum. And if you thought there was absolutely no way that Cam Newton would be back as the Patriots quarterback, I knew he was coming. Go ahead, say it.
Speaking of bums.
Yes.
Speaking of C-A-M-N-E-W-T-O-N.
You might want to start imagining him back because reports are that Bill Belichick has done nothing but rave about Cam Newton this offseason. Cam will become a free agent this month, so we're going to see. Spring training, Sox Braves at 105, and that's your sports.
Are you going to bring back the Cam fashion review?
You know, I will.
That was a highlight for me.
Talking about his stats.
right. That's the problem.
All right. Today's good news. So 15 years ago, Victoria came across a family photo in a book that she bought at a used bookstore. She would always go back and look at it and wonder who the family was. The photo was from the 60s. And she said that as a white woman, she often wondered about their experience as black Americans. She wanted to share the photo with the family. So she tried to track them down, posted the picture on Twitter. Well, a woman responded saying that she thinks it was her great uncle in the photo, and it turns out it was. The husband and wife are now deceased, but the two girls in the photo live in Texas. The youngest daughter could not believe it and said the picture is such a gift. Victoria plans to send them the photo and hopes to talk more to them to learn about their family history.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.